But we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. He had 82 receptions for better than 1,100 yards and 11 scores at Ole Miss. He had 3 touchdowns in the Sugar Bowl win over Oklahoma State. He was a Biletnikoff Award finalist and a first-team All-SECer. He was the 23rd pick overall in this year's NFL draft. Minnesota is opening up at Tennessee on September 11th. We are joined by wide receiver Laquon Treadwell. Laquon, great to have you on the program. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Great. Good to visit with you. You've already had your first rookie minicamp. OTAs are right around the corner. So first things first, what's it been like to sign your first contract, put on an NFL helmet for the first time, and finally get back to football?
It's been great. You know, it's been an amazing experience, of course. Camp's been great, you know, just trying to get better and working hard and being coachable for the most part and just learning the plays and trying to play at a high level and at a high tempo and just get a feel for the team and the chemistry and just basically play football.
Well, you must have had a pretty good impression. Teddy Bridgewater said of you, quote, he's going to be big for this team, end quote. What's it mean then to hear that from your quarterback already?
You know, it's just a stepping stone, you know, just gaining the trust of the quarterback. You know, that's first and foremost. That's one of the things you want to do as a receiver. So, you know, and I still have a lot to work on, you know. I got to take it with a grain of salt, but it's great to hear from him and know that he thinks that much of me. And I just got to keep getting better and keep working and crafting and being coachable and, you know, competing at a high level. So that's most important to me right now.
Look, Juan Treadwell joining us. You know, I tried to run you down before the draft. So let me ask you about draft day itself. I mean, any draft day is going to be special, but how much more special is it when that draft takes place in Chicago, less than 40 miles from where you played your high school ball?
It was amazing. You know, I actually got a chance to get back to my high school. I went to the high school and all my grade schools I went to growing up and just gave a few words and, you know, got my high school jersey retired. So, you know, that came with it. That's what it was all about, you know, just making it to this level and sharing it with the people that helped me. So, you know, I had a lot of people in attendance. I was honestly just grateful that it was in Chicago. I was able to do more than I ever expected, you know, and it was just a special day for not only me, but my family and my friends and everybody who's seen the process and the journey I've been on to make it to this level. And just to get my name called in the first round and in my home city, you know, it was overwhelming. It was more emotion than I ever thought it would be. Honestly, a dream come true.
You not only went back to your high school, but you had a message for the kids at that high school, and the message was, and I quote, "Be different. Separate yourself. That's one thing I had to do to get where I am today. A lot of kids out there feel like they have to be like the next person, and they don't. Have your own purpose," end quote. What did you mean by that, and how were you able to choose or be different yourself?
But what I meant by that is a lot of kids tend to fall into groups and do things that they probably wasn't raised to do, and just feel like it's okay because everyone else was doing it. So for me, coming out of Chicago, you know, a lot of people that I knew grew up, you know, fell into those groups, and I really had to, like, tunnel vision and lock in strictly on football and, like, go work out on my own and just different times of the day and, you know, try to bring guys along, but there was this steady falling to the other groups. And I just had to figure it out that I had my own purpose and I wanted to achieve something. And, I mean, that's really the only way I made it here, if I would separate myself and feel like I was different and learn from other people who were going to give me positive influence. And that's what I meant by it, is just stepping out your comfort zone and chasing your dreams and really knowing that it's possible, even though, you know, you go through difficult situations and you face difficult tasks. But I'm always staying positive through it all and knowing it'll work out for the better. So, and that was my whole message behind it. And I think they understood it because I was in their shoes a couple years ago. And I remember all the speakers coming in with us and talking to us. And, you know, some of us got it and some didn't. But, you know, it was just to help them out. And maybe there's one kid in that crowd that'll stick with that and eventually make it to whatever dream they have. And maybe they'll be able to speak about it. And, you know, that'll make my day whenever they speak about it or that's an accomplishment for me, just to hear someone else get influenced by one of my words.
Well, the message is dream big. I know that because, one, I'm hearing what you're saying. And number two, I see the Vikings just tweeted out a picture of you talking to me right now with a lid on that says dream big. So that's real-time stuff right there. Laquan Treadwell, my guest, you mentioned journey. Now, a lot of people know your story, but some don't. As a sophomore in Mississippi in 2014, you suffered a horrific leg injury where you broke your fibula and you dislocated your ankle. It's the kind of injury that ends careers. But not only did it not end yours, to hear you talk about it, it may have actually been a good thing. You said that injury helped you realize how important every single moment on the field is. So how were you able to take something so horrific, so negative, and actually turn it into a positive?
It's just been my whole lifestyle, you know. My mom always did it, you know, my brothers, and just me in general, you know, everything that I've been through and that I've seen as a negative, I always try to, you know, think of a positive way to take it and how can I overcome it and just challenge myself mentally more than physically to overcome it and know that it'll be all right. And, you know, with the injury, you know, from the day I got hurt, I wasn't worried about my leg. I was worrying about scoring. And it was more like football was everything to me. And when I got hurt, I kind of realized that it wasn't everything. It was just something I do. It's my job. And it don't dictate how I should carry myself and how I should be as a person. So, you know, I grew from it. And then throughout the injury, you know, I had my ups and downs, but I always stayed positive and I always had a positive light towards my injury and knew that I would be able to come back and I would be able to play, you know. You get sent clips and things what people say about you, and I just never paid attention to it. And it built me up to the person I am today, to have confidence in myself or whatever I do and just continue to work hard and continue to, you know, fix the little things and craft. And, you know, before I was just naturally gifted and played the game how I thought I should play it, but now it's more technique, it's more this, it's more that. So I'm still learning and I'm still getting better. But just the injury, I just stayed positive. And it wasn't me, you know, coaches built me up. Teammates, trainers, my family, it wasn't me, but I had to put in the work, but it was more to it. It was more to the story, you know. Many different people always encouraged me and told me just keep going. And, I always had it in me to just outwork whatever happens. And, that's what I'll continue to do.
I like that. Always had it in me to outwork whatever happens. Just one more angle to that. Post-surgery, you were in a lot of pain, unbearable pain, but the story goes you refused pain pills. Is that true? And if so, how come?
It was true. I was talking to my mentor, you know, and I was in bed. It was about a week after the surgery, and I was taking them at first, of course, because that's what they wanted me to do. But, you know, it was so painful. And I told myself that I'm not going to take them no more, because every time I take them, I would just fall asleep. And I was just like feeling like I was depending on them every time I used them. And, you know, I texted my coach at it was 4 in the morning. I just told him, like, man, I can't take these no more. Like, he was like, where's your pills? And I was like, I ain't taking them no more. The pain I feel now, I never want to feel it again. And I just said I'll just feel it'll make me appreciate the game more and go harder and just stay focused on what I need to do to get better. And, so I stopped taking them, and eventually the pain just went away, and I overcame it and took the next step and was able to start walking again, and that's when I started working out from the day I started being able to walk.
Laquan Treadwell, my guest, you know, final thought then. It sounds like you didn't ever want to feel that pain again, but it sounds like in a way you used that pain as fuel, even his motivation. My final thought, Jerry Rice said that he sees you being a playmaker in the NFL because he likes how you run routes and how you position yourself. Michael Irvin said, quote, I guarantee you North Turner will make him the Michael Irvin of the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, that's unbelievable praise coming from a couple of legends that played your position. Do you feel any pressure to live up to that? And when you hear that kind of praise, what do you do with it?
Most importantly, I am a humble guy. So I really like take it for what it is, you know. Those are some of the best that ever played a game. So, you know, I can't take it as more than that, you know. But, you know, it's still up to me to to go out and work hard and not allow it to distract me in a sense, because for any 20-year-old hearing that, you know, they can take it to the head and feel like everything is supposed to be given to them. And for me, I just try to, you know, block it out, but still take it in as for what it is, and you know, just continue to get better. And I don't try to add any extra pressure to myself from the outside source. I kind of just try to stay focused. There's so many other things in the world that can take you your distraction off, you know, football. And you know, that's what I'm trying to do, is just stay focused and be coachable, most importantly. And that's what I've been doing these last couple of weeks. And you know, that's a big praise, and it's an honor to hear from them. And I just got to continue to keep working and get better.
Well, man, you sound like the guy who's got 12 years in already, who's telling the rookies how to handle themselves, and not the rookie who's just starting his career. Laquan Treadwell, my guest, Minnesota Vikings wide receiver, coming off a great career at Ole Miss. Laquan, glad we could finally get that done. Thank you very much. Congrats to you, and hopefully we can do it again this season.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you very much. Respect you very much. That does not sound like a normal rookie, does it? That dude is years beyond his time. Extremely wise beyond his years. Laquan Treadwell, Vikings wide receiver. Do you have thoughts on that? If you want to react to it, go right ahead and do it. I love the Vikings also tweeting out a picture of him doing the interview with a Dream Big hat on. And not very often you hear a guy suffer a devastating injury like that, who's in that amount of pain, who stops taking the pain pills on his own, saying, I don't like it. I don't like the way it makes me feel. All I do is I go to sleep. I don't want to become dependent, and I want to remember the pain. I want to remember the pain because I don't ever want to feel that pain ever again. And he used it for motivation, and he said, then the pain went away. Amazing.